Let's hit the road, shall we? This is Texans 360, and we'll go to Birmingham a little bit later, but let's go deep in the heart of Texas to our capital as well as the Alamo City.
One thing I learned since I've been down here, Texas fans are diehard, and not only diehard, but they travel well. First and foremost, I have to thank Texans fans for definitely showing up and traveling wherever we go. We definitely appreciate that, and we definitely notice it.
Well, we're in the heart of Cowboys country here, and it's nice to know that the Texans are everywhere, and we have a strong hold in San Antonio and Austin.
Texans all three, ready? One, two, three. Texans!
Favorite part, just seeing the smiles on the kids' faces, you know. It's the most important part. You know, we're out here being role models for the kids, and as long as they're having a good time, everybody's winning.
I'd probably say the biggest thing is how me and Ryan feel. You know, we're just as excited as the kids. You know, we don't look at ourselves as, you know, I guess like, you know, NFL players. You know, it's just something we grew up, you know, loving to do all our lives. And to be able to do it professionally is a blessing, but at the same time, I don't know if there's a better feeling than coming out and really helping kids or, you know, playing with them, showing them, you know, what to do, because at the same time, although we're here now, we were just in their shoes, you know, not too long ago.
5, 6, 7, 8. Good.
They traveled from all parts of Texas to come down and see us in Houston, so I knew we had a strong hold here, and everybody is so excited about the season and ready to get it going.
You know, Mississippi State had a fantastic 2014. Their head coach, Dan Mullen, saw one of his players, Benardrick McKinney, come to the Texans in the second round this past May in the draft. But that's not his only connection to the Houston Texans.
Now, I know one guy you would love to have back. We've got him now in Houston, and that's Benardrick McKinney. What have the Texans gotten with Benardrick?
Well, you know what? That would be Mac. They got a guy who's going to show up every day, give you everything he's got. He's got freaky athletic ability, you know, at 6'5", 250 pounds, and can run, jump, hit, physical guy, nasty middle linebacker. But he's also got plays with that chip on his shoulder. Wasn't heavily recruited coming out of high school. Self-made, and he's going to continually work every single day to be the best he can be. And the great thing is that they can expect it, you know, for all the Texans fans. Not just every Sunday for him, but every single day he's going to show up and give you everything he has.
Well, he's a 6'3", 200-pound quarterback in high school. What'd you see in the guy? What did you see in him and then said, we're going to put him in inside linebacker?
Well, you know what? He's a guy that you saw and you say, hey, you know, I mean, he's really athletic. He's got a great frame. He's going to grow and develop when he got here. I didn't know he'd grow a couple inches. But we knew he'd fill out and develop. And, you know, don't put him at quarterback. He really can't throw. But you know what? He said, hey, he came to our camp. We worked him out. And we said, hey, let's go through all the linebacker drills. Say, this guy a couple years down the road has a chance to be a special player, great athlete, and can make things happen out there on the field if he has the right attitude and the right demeanor. And so then when you got down to sit down with him and find out he's a guy that the work ethic he has, the attitude he comes with every single day, he's going to develop, he's going to maximize, and we're going to get the player one day that we envision getting, and we did.
He'll have to fight for reps as the defensive representative at quarterback, but that's a question for a different day. Back in the spring, you had an opportunity. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien came to speak at your coach's clinic. What was your thought of Coach O'Brien? I know Houston is starting to embrace, if I've known him for a very long time in the city of Houston, seeing what I already know. What did you like and what have you liked about Bill?
Well, you know, I mean, he knows how to win in football, and I love his intensity. You know, I mean, he coaches hard every single day. You know, I mean, he comes out, watch us. I mean, I love it. You know, he'll go hardcore goal line scrimmages, right? He gets back to what football's all about. He's going to teach the game the right way. He's going to be on the cutting edge in what's new in football, but he never lets guys lose their edge, that mental and physical toughness is going to help you win football games. And that's one thing he always brings to the table. Always have. I've known him for a long time. He did a great job coming to talk, and you know, we're so fortunate to have a coach like that come talk to the high school coaches in Mississippi and at our football clinic, and was happy he was able to do that. And I know he's going to do great things with the Texans this year.
after the break. This time in a week, we'll be immersed in training camp. But we also got to talk with J.J. Watt's new position coach. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 returns in just a bit.